All right. Jeez. Was this 36? Yeah.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to episode 36 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Ryan.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talk about what's going on. I'm thinking about trying to do an NPR voice all day today.
Oh no, please don't.
Like, I don't want to fall
Alienate
asleep.
our few listeners we already have.
Fall asleep record. I say I don't want to fall asleep recording our own show, but I'm pretty sure I've done that passed out drunk before.
No, I have. A couple of weeks ago, I didn't remember hit stop recording. You know, I woke up the next day. It's like, did I stop the recording?
Oh, more than once I've gotten up to like upload it and I go to put like a description. I'm like, what the hell did we talk about for 3 hours?
That's why I always leave the Google Doc up so I can glance back at
What I
it.
end up doing is I go back to the Google Doc. I'm like, oh, what is it? What does that say? Speaking of all that stuff, though, if you want to contact us, I should probably check that email to see if anyone's ever sent anything to it at the Jeffrey and Brian Show. What's that?
I usually go in there at least once a week.
There you go. That's often enough. You can check us out at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. There's nothing to really check out, but you can contact us, tell us we're stupid. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the first handful of emails we get.
Right.
But
it's not... I just started watching this movie on Amazon Prime. You should check it out. It's called Wander.
Yeah.
And the two main characters are podcasters. Conspiracy theory podcasters.
So it's John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
Pretty much, yeah.
I listened to part of their new show when he's... The guy was talking about his podcast or whatever, and he didn't even tell him. The guy, he's like, "Did you tell him you invented the podcast?"
Yeah,
he's like, "Nope." He's like, "The guy wouldn't have believed me anyway."
He's like, "I was enjoying this story too much." He's trying to say his son's podcast is bigger than Joe Rogan's.
Yeah. Anyone's full of crap saying they're bigger than Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah.
But send us topics. Say you want to come on the show and discuss things with us. I'd love to have someone who's further left than me. I feel weird being the lefty in every group I talk to, unless either they think you should be looting buildings and rioting, or I'm the lefty. You know what I mean? It's getting really frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you? All right. This just made me happy, and I got excited when I saw. But the world's greatest athlete is running again.
Yes, he is. Or she is. Sorry, I misused his pronouns.
Misgendered.
Yep.
Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor in California on the Republican ticket.
Well, everyone knew she was a Republican because she was a big supporter for Trump.
Also a huge critic of Trump. She wrote a New York Times, Washington Post opinion piece saying why Trump is a screw-up. So, hey, I'll give Jenner the benefit of the doubt saying that they had this... individual, she stuck to him even when Trump didn't stick to what they thought was what she thought was going to happen. I've never been really in agreement with Jenner a whole lot, but Caitlyn Jenner does seem to stay, doesn't seem to sway by public opinion.
And California has a weird relationship with Republicans. I mean, they elected Ronald Reagan, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I don't think as how low Newsom's popularity is right now, and nobody on the Democrat side is going to run against him on the ticket. You know, they're going to let him beat the ticket. So if he does get recalled,
you don't think anyone's going to run on the against him on his own ticket?
Yeah,
really?
Because everybody's so sure that he's not going to get recalled.
Well, I mean, they already have, 2 million votes? Which, by the way, they required identification for all of those.
Yeah,
for all those signatures. I laughed my ass off at that.
Yeah, you need an ID card for everything except for voting.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. We'll dive into this thing. I was going to avoid it. We can dive into that in a minute. Let's finish this Jenner thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jenner is about as Republican as Schwarzenegger, and Schwarzenegger is about as Republican as Lindsey Graham.
And that's how kind of Republican you need to be in California, unfortunately, though.
Yeah, but the problem is, and it's in general across the nation, is the Republicans don't seem to do anything. All they do is slow the left down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting it. I don't see any Republicans pushing to expand gun rights. You know what I mean? Or yeah. say that a gun ID, a gun permit is racist because, you know, poor people can't afford to go do all that stuff. It's an easy counter argument to bring right back against the voter argument, but it seems like they're not trying to do anything. I don't know. Maybe they just only bothers me. Maybe that's the reason why I don't call myself a Republican, but everyone else does. What was that about? What was I going to get into about with the other thing? Oh, well. Wasn't that big a deal. I didn't want to get too much into her thing. It was just... She's got it. She's been starting... not starting. I guess starting. She's been bringing stuff up on Facebook that's been getting blown up by some people. And then she brings logical arguments and they bring emotion. And it's starting to really frustrate her. And I was like, yeah, as difficult as it is, you need to just walk away. And I was like, you're not going to change these people's minds, you know? You know, they'll call you terrible names. And it's like, I just showed you the numbers from the organization that you said was right.
Right.
But anyway, separate thing altogether. Did you see this Ben Shapiro go viral thing that was all over everything for like a day and a half?
No, I didn't.
After people wanted to boycott Home Depot for whatever reason, the Home Depot didn't come out in support of something, I guess.
Right.
People were talking about boycotting it. So he took a picture of himself buying a 1x6 and it was trending on Twitter. And it was like a national thing. Everyone was talking about it for like a day. I just laughed my ass off. I was like, the dude bought a 1x6
right.
and got his name all over everything in right. a couple hours. He was probably laughing his ass off. Yeah, this is hilarious. I'm going to go home and I'm probably just going to burn this because I don't know how to build anything.
Yeah, it was free publicity for him.
Yeah, I really was like, that's why I got him in here is he's a marketing genius.
Yep.
He spent $8 and got free commercials everywhere. Shapiro drives me nuts, though. He's too good at what he does. By the way, I like the highlight color you went with here.
Yeah, I switched. I like that a few weeks back. And it's a lot easier to read after highlighted. So.
Yeah. Actually, tied into that Caitlyn Jenner thing.
We'll circle back with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
McCloskey's running for Senate.
So now, they moved out of Illinois?
Were they in Illinois?
I thought they were. I thought that's where BLM marched on their land.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I copied what I had read, but it's right. very possible I made a mistake.
They'd be smart to move out of Illinois, you know. Illinois yeah. is blown into the crapper. Minnesota's yeah. blown into the crapper.
Yeah. I just laughed my behind off, though. Okay, anyone who might be actually listening, McCloskey's the guy. He and his wife were out in the lawn. He had like something that looked like an AR-15 or a similar style rifle. And she had some pistol. And still famous for having her finger on the trigger. It's like, what kind of trigger discipline is that?
Right.
But it turned out, anyway, that gun didn't have a firing pin in it. It was used for a courtroom prop. So anyone who forgot about that, when a whole bunch of people broke down a private gate and went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this was right after George Floyd was killed.
Yes. And I believe it was.
BLM protests.
And I believe it was right after. Oh, my God. What's that kid's name? The kid that shot.
Yeah, he was arrested.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, Rittenhouse.
Ooh, I actually wanted to bring him up today. Surprised I didn't put him in here. Now, what I read was U.S. Senate. So he's looking straight to go to federal.
Yep.
Not even work his way through the state thing, huh?
No, he's run for state Senate, you know.
That's a big deal. You only get two. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that he's hoping that his voters are going to come by from people saying, yeah, I should be allowed to defend my home from people smashing property on the way to my house. I don't know how you think he's going to do. Okay.
I mean, he's just trying to make a name for himself, you know? That's not what I wanted to do.
Wanting to run for some office, but I just think I would be infuriated if I actually won the job.
Oh, yeah, you'd be pissed off.
So fast when you couldn't get anything done. It's like, oh, my God. it's that frustrating now at a town hall meeting. Have you ever been to a town hall meeting?
It's been a long time.
Okay, so you've been to one before, though.
Yeah.
And it's literally people saying yay and nay, and if they can't tell by listening, they have people put hands up and count them when we vote. And it's crazy that we're still a town, but I like it though. There's different rules that apply to all sorts of crazy stuff. I got way more liberties than city folk. I can burn in my yard without a permit all of April, as long as it's not like wicked windy.
Right.
Which, man. Oh, there you go. Random rant before we get really diving into this. I'm like wicked proud of these apple trees, right? I'm busting my ass. We just had a cold snap with a freeze watch, and the next day the thing starts leafing up everywhere. And I was, both of them did. I was super excited, and I was out there tending to them today. And the daughter comes around and grabs a hold of one of the strings I'm using to train the branches, and puts her weight on it and just tears it right off the tree. I was like, oh. Well, that one tree, I mean, I've put like 40 hours of work into it, and it's only been a year and about a year since I've planted it. Now, and maybe next year I might get fruit from it.
Right.
I'm hoping I managed to do a repair. I did a whole bunch of reading up on this recently because I knew that might happen. Apparently it's really easy to get it to fix, but.
Okay, cool.
It's new to me, so there's a learning curve involved, you know?
Yeah, I just looked up the U.S. senators from Missouri. They're both Republican.
Really?
Roy Blunt and Josh Hawley, who likes to make a name for himself.
So he's looking, is this guy running as, well, yeah, he must be running as a Republican. Yeah.
So he's going to be primarying one of these people.
How does that work? I'm not sure. I'm usually better about this. How do I know which senator I would vote for federally in my
state? You vote for both of them.
So I do get to vote for both.
Yeah. They represent the whole state. And they're staggered, you know. They're 2 years apart.
That's why you never see them at the same time. All right.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I know I voted for senators before.
But Josh Hawley is the guy that just voted against the only senator to vote against the Asian free speech safety bill.
Asian free speech safety bill? Expand.
Oh, you didn't hear about this? Basically, no. They pushed through some bill that makes it a bigger crime to say things bad about Asian people. And he said it was a slippery slope that should not, you know, be voted for any specific community.
I understand that logic. I wonder if McCloskey thinks that this person is doing something wrong or just thinks that he can do the job better then.
Yeah, well, also Josh Hawley, you know, he was a big Trump supporter, and, you know, that alienated him a lot with a lot of rhinos. So depending on how far right McCloskey is or how far left he is, that may be who he runs against.
Well, that was so a pretty that was a pretty scary looking rifle he had, so I'm going to assume he's a far right extremist.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, right? Geez, what was I just looking at? Oh, here we go. This is something I just was passing in my head the other day, how millennials are in a unique position, and the average person doesn't know what a millennial actually is. For whatever reason, they think millennials are like 20 years old.
Not anymore.
No, I am 38, and I am a millennial, and I'm on the older end, but I'm not the oldest millennial.
Right.
And what's interesting is I grew up with both the internet and a rotary phone.
There you go.
You know? And it's strange watching this stuff disappear. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's... I don't know. It just felt weird when I was noticing stuff. I was like, everything's changed so much.
Uh-huh.
But in such a different way than it has the last 100 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything is done like this now. Like we're having a video phone call.
Yeah.
There's no phone involved. I have headphones and a microphone and a, you know what I mean? A computer screen. This is crazy.
Right.
And growing up, I was, you know, putting my finger in the hole and spinning it around when I wanted a 7.
We had those phones when I was growing up too.
Oh yeah. My grandmother used to have one of the weird ones you used to crank on the side.
Oh, wow.
to make it ring. That thing was a giant pain in the butt to try to actually dial a number because you should just call the operator with it.
Uh-huh.
It was fun though. And when it rang, usually we only use it to answer the phone, but when it rang, it was like this, it was the old school bell with the two bells and the thing in the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It sounded like garbage. You couldn't hear anything through it, but it worked. It was neat. But yeah, I don't know. I was passing that thought in my head the other day and I thought it was interesting. And it seems like a lot of millennials are getting very, very nostalgic lately. Because everything that's marketed to children these days is marketed to the children of millennials.
Uh-huh.
Like Space Jam.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, you know what? That's what got me onto this. Here we go. Let's jump way out of the line here. Watch who's... Some dude, I can't remember the guy's name, Jack something, I don't know, was calling for a boycott of Space Jam because LeBron James is in it.
Okay.
Actually, no, I don't want to jump all the way up to that. He's an idiot. We'll deal with that when we get to it. That has to do with the whole thing with that. Yeah. I don't know. Anything you want to talk about in particular, or you just want to kind of go down the line until we get to something that's actually interesting?
We can just keep going down the line. I mean, it's all fairly interesting.
Well, this CNN politics article, Biden's getting ready to declare a genocide against the Armenians from the Ottoman Empire.
Uh-huh.
I clicked on like I could read it. I have everything offset to the side. From what I remember from reading the article. He's getting ready to say this was a giant genocide and it was, in fact, a terrible, horrible thing. This is what a lot of people have been saying for a long time. It's been ignored.
1915.
I was going to say it was at the end of World War. It was World War One.
Leave the past in the past already, you know?
Oh, well, no.
What does he gain by bringing this up?
Acknowledging it because this has been ignored. The Young Turks, you're familiar with them?
Yeah.
Named themselves after the genocidal people that tried to exterminate the Armenians. And it's like, no one realizes that this happened. And I'm glad to bring it up, but exactly. This was so long ago and we're just now talking about it. What difference does it make at this point besides?
Seems like this is a way to open up the reparations talk about slavery in the U.S. again, you know? Pay people, relatives of slaves, money to make them feel better and make our consciences feel better about ever owning slaves in the past. It's stupid. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I did not save it. I had something earlier, but I didn't bring it because I didn't know who the lady was. But she was talking about something very similar. Oh, she was saying that you could loot every... Black people should loot every store in the country for another 200 years, and then maybe they'll be paid back what they're owed. And I was like, what's that going to solve? You know?
Well, it's just like Maxine Waters. We talked about it on the last show about how
we did bring address that
to riot and stay in the streets. You know, that's good for bringing simmering things down and taming the rhetoric.
Did we talk about that last week?
I don't know. We talked about it.
Maybe
a lot,
we did.
Though.
I thought it was on for this week, but no, I think you're right. It was last week, and how the there was a drive-by shooting of the National Guard like that day.
Yeah.
Yep. And meanwhile, they're calling. We'll get to something about insurrections at capitals. We're going to be getting to.
Okay. And it
drove me nuts trying to find this information. We are definitely going to get to that. And I hope it pisses everyone off as much. Oh, God, I can't get out of full screen view on the Zoom thing now. Well, there we go. But yeah, now, after so long, this Armenian thing. After so long, it seems like now all we're doing is just going to kick our allies, Turkey, in the ass and say you're a bunch of jerks.
I mean, they are members of NATO, so.
And well, we're not even really good allies with Turkey. I don't know how well people are paying attention, how close people are paying attention to this stuff.
Well, I think we still have an air base in Turkey.
Don't we have a Navy base over there somewhere? No?
Maybe.
Thought we did. Bodrum, right?
Yeah.
Or is Bodrum in... Yeah, Bodrum's in Turkey. I think. I feel bad now. I've been to Bodrum. I'm pretty sure it was in Turkey. By the way, they don't eat turkeys.
No.
Well, it's not that they don't eat them, but they don't live there.
I am so sick of Biden and COVID-19. I can't. Thought we had a ban on COVID topics.
You're right. I didn't look at this as a COVID topic.
Okay,
I
go for it.
Well, he's warning that we might have to cancel 4th of July because of COVID. And you're right. We are trying to only do this once a month now.
They canceled it last year and people went and bought their own fireworks. It was actually more unsafe than if the cities had went ahead and done their fireworks celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
Every neighborhood was shooting fireworks off last year.
And I've seen some illegal fireworks shows, especially living in Virginia for so long. I've been at a party when jackasses were literally firing their guns into the river.
Yeah, and you know the people that were doing the fireworks at their homes were not sober when they started shooting off their fireworks.
And they weren't trained on how to do this or what to do if something goes wrong.
I mean, they're literally begging people to go get the vaccine now. There's a glut of vaccines all around the nation because everybody that was dying to get it has gotten it already. The people that haven't gotten have no intention of getting it.
Yeah. We're going to avoid it, but they are talking about bringing the Johnson & Johnson one back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I read this next one, and I was like, what the hell is the IOC?
Oh, yeah, International Olympic Committee.
I had no idea. I was like, what the? And it's like athletes who take a knee, raise fist at Tokyo. And then I was like, raise at Tokyo Olympics will be face punishment. And I was like, okay, Olympic. It's like, but then, dude, as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, my God, I've heard that before.
But are they even going to have the Olympics?
That's a good question. But they're saying that they will not tolerate political statements.
I agree with that.
They're saying that's not what we're here for. The whole point of the Olympics is to put all of that aside and play a game. We're not doing... I'm surprised they let the Americans get away with it last time, taking a knee, kneeling through their own national anthem.
Come on. Really? Find a spot and lay down. Go.
His kitty cat got involved there.
Yeah.
Getting too much pussy over there, huh?
Yep. So, you know, I mean, some other sports people just came out and said that they wish that we could just go back to playing sports and take politics out of it. Because the American people, they want to go to sports events and forget about life.
To quote Laura Ingraham, shut up and dribble.
I don't remember the name of who it was.
Laura Ingraham, I believe, on Fox News, was the one who got in a lot of trouble. Actually, it was LeBron James. She told you shut up and dribble like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And like, oh, that's racist. And it was about something similar. He ran his mouth then, too, about something stupid. It turned out to be completely wrong.
Uh-huh.
But no, exactly. I'm not sure which athlete you're referring to. But if people don't say that's wrong, then the people that are doing it are going to keep getting away with it.
Yeah.
Don't you want to watch football? Like, don't you want to go to a baseball game? Now, granted, you don't get to go to any sports unless they're AAA because nobody will put a sports team in Virginia.
No.
I will say, though, it was a lot of fun to go watch AAA hockey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
So cheap and it was so exciting.
Yeah.
Especially when we were enlisted, I'm pretty sure I just showed an ID and they let me through the door.
Right.
All right. Let's get. I don't know how invested you are in this.
In Earth Day?
Not Earth Day itself, but the idea of taking care of the planet.
I mean, not as invested as these people are.
I bet you're more invested, honestly. Because I was someone mentioned Earth Day to me, and I was like, yeah. And I go, well, how much money did you give? And this was a cousin of mine. I was like, what do you mean, how much money did I give? Like, you know, to save the planet. It's like, I planted a tree. And it just, I don't know, it just frustrates the crap out of me, because the people that are going nuts telling you that we're ruining the planet, and, you know, you're all, we all need to do this, and you all need to pay extra taxes and all this stuff, so you use less energy. They're the ones in the SUVs. You know, and they're not walking through the neighborhood picking up trash. The wife and I, every time we go on a walk with the baby, we bring a plastic bag, and we pick up trash, because may as well, right? Let's clean up our own neighborhood.
Yeah.
But people look at you funny when you're doing that. It's like, no, why should this be someone else's responsibility instead of the people that live here? You know? You know, when's the last time the average person went out with a bag and picked up trash in their own neighborhood, just on a walk, or planted a tree?
Not very often.
Or how many of them have planted a fruit tree or grow their own vegetables?
Yeah.
No, you're requiring, and I'm not talking trash on you, I'm just saying in general, expect people don't do that. They're expecting the truck to deliver it to the supermarket, then they drive the car to pick up their groceries. If you're going to tell me that we're all terrible people and we need to change what we're doing, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Like, one, you actually save some money by growing your own groceries. You really do. Two, they taste better.
Yeah.
Two, they taste better because they're fresh, you know, and you know the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And you're cleaning oxygen with plants. And just, and it feels rewarding getting your crop when it's ready, you know?
Yeah.
People aren't doing any of this. Instead, they're paying $900 or whatever to get their lawn done to make it look nice. And all that is a bunch of grass that you're going to have to pay someone $50 next week to come cut it again, you know? Right. Sorry, it's driving me nuts. It's really pissing me off. And then they say we need to shut down all this petroleum, everything. People need to not use electricity. And it's like, do you realize that everyone will starve to death?
Well, and then how are they going to charge their Teslas without electricity?
Exactly. It's like, wait, that blows my mind, too. You know, the average person has no idea about that. They think that they're helping the environment get an electric car. Over the life of an electric car, it is more toxic to the environment.
Yeah.
Between the strip mining to get the minerals out to make the battery, I mean, lithium, you know?
Right.
I mean, we've destroyed entire nations in Africa mining this stuff. And then it takes like 10,000 years for these things to break down in a landfill. And you feel better about yourself because, oh, it's electric, I'm not burning gas. Meanwhile, you plug it into the wall and it's charged by a coal-powered power plant, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, the coal using to power your car is dirtier than the gasoline that I'm using. And that thing's never going to decompose.
Yep.
But you're not allowed to bring this stuff up because it makes you, because, oh, you're wrong, and no one will even discuss it, no one will look at it,
right?
And that goes back to what I had here earlier that I was going to avoid, how people will just call you a terrible name without even doing a Google search to find out if they're right, you know what I mean? It's not even that hard. It only takes you a second before you look like a jackass.
Yeah,
you know.
And then when you point it out to them, you know, it's like, well, that's not what that means. You know, they still don't want to believe it.
Well, this is what here we go. I'll get into a little bit. I don't want to say too much about what happened with the wife because it's her stuff. But she put out.
Yeah, I saw the post.
Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you read it? I laughed my ass. She's like, what the hell? She didn't even argue the point.
Right.
But yeah, she's like, no, you're wrong. Because and this other guy is like, well, you know, their numbers are inflated with COVID because hospitals are getting relief money. The more sick people that show up, they need more money to be able to take care of these people. But he said it stupid and said they get paid to diagnose people with COVID.
Right.
But yeah, then she shows the numbers from the CDC with, you know, like, oh, it's true. It's like, wait a minute, that's the most circular logic I've ever heard. It's like, you just said like the CDC is right. Because the CDC said so.
Right.
And the CDC is right, therefore, you know? It just frustrated the crap out of me. Like, and she's refused to even look at anything.
Right.
And I did my damnedest to stay out of that. And I laughed my ass off the whole time, and especially at the beginning, because it was like, that was when I said, I think I almost came across like a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all about, asking for a friend, her husband won't let her go out in public. And it goes on and on. I was like, what the hell? It's like, this is obvious. Like, everyone's going to think this is me. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, it's the government. And because it's the government, it's for my own protection. But when it was her husband,
Yeah.
I was like, that was
really good. Yeah, I don't know where she got that from, but that was a really good post.
It was good. And it was funny thing is because when she first responded to this lady, I said, instead of making any argument at all, why don't you just say, thank you for proving my point that when the government does it, it's for my own good. But when my husband does it, he should go to prison. Right. But it's tough not to make those arguments sometimes. And then you keep going. You're like, oh, my God. It's like then you realize you're talking to a wall.
Yep.
I've managed to slow down my Facebook fights a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, for the most part, if someone says something wicked stupid, I just ignore them now. Right. Instead of even saying it's stupid, I'm just like, no, that wasn't even worth my time.
Exactly.
All right. I guess we have to address it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here we go. You're going to, But it's kind of, let's talk about go wherever. Because you got the article about from Fox News with the where they storm Oklahoma Capitol.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, let's just at least acknowledge that the verdict is in.
Yeah.
Guilty on all charges.
And guess what? People still aren't happy.
No, and they're still rioting.
Yes.
Several groups came out and said that we will never be satisfied, which makes you wonder why you keep sacrificing people to them. I didn't get to see all the evidence because I wasn't part of the jury.
Right.
But the judge, at least one, said that if the prosecution does this, there might be a mistrial. Then they did exactly that.
Well, Maxine Waters, he actually acknowledged what Maxine Waters said and said she gives them grounds for a mistrial right there by saying that.
No, he said that, well, the mistrial would have been because the prosecution wasn't allowed to bring up carbon monoxide levels because the defense wasn't allowed to do the same thing because of something else, and it would have opened an entire door. Uh-huh. The judge says, if you even address this, that could be grounds for a mistrial. This would be overturned, not just appeal, but overturned on appeal, because Maxine Waters said, we will riot if you don't find them guilty of crimes we're not even charging them with.
Right. Yeah, she wanted them found guilty of first-degree manslaughter.
First-degree murder.
Charged with that.
You want to murder one? Like, yeah. I left my house to stay with the intent of killing this man, and I had a plan of how to do it and how to get away with it.
Yeah, there was that. That was not premeditated murder at all.
Yeah. You know what? I could easily accept the argument of involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah,
easily. But again, I didn't see all the evidence. There's going to be a whole thing now because that was just a. One of the alternate jurors actually came out and said that she was concerned what was going to happen based upon the verdict.
Well, a lot of people were. That's probably why a lot of people voted the way they did.
That right there means that something has to be done. Like, that was obviously not a fair trial if the jury saying I was intimidated. Like, isn't that people? I'm pretty sure they put away mob bosses for witness or jury tampering or whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll see where that goes. That's a whole messy situation to begin with. There were so many things going on. I got a feeling it's going to get overturned, but they're going to wait until it's out of the public view. But that's just my view. We'll tie a lot of stuff into that probably throughout the rest of this, but
yeah.
Yeah, this one is what pissed me off a little bit because I went to look for it. And every time I typed in anything about a capital or storming or overrunning or taking control of any capital at all, even when I typed in Oklahoma, everything came back was U.S. Capitol dated from January 6th through 11th.
Right.
It was even tough to find it from Fox News. But BLM protesters stormed the Capitol building in Oklahoma. and rioted. Which one was this over?
The new bill that they want to protect drivers fleeing riot. Used to pay $163.
My bad. The stupid autoplay commercials. That's right. They were upset about the law saying that if you're rioting and trying to kill people, they're not allowed to try to run away.
Right. I'm running.
Yeah, a lot of people might have heard when Florida did it. They're like, oh, that means you're allowed to run over protesters. No, it means if people are burning down buildings and swinging baseball bats and throwing bricks into your car window when you're in your car, you can slam the throttle and get out of there.
Yeah.
But apparently that makes sense to you and me. But let's jump way ahead. Not way ahead, but to this. How do you pronounce that young lady's name?
Which one?
Micaiah Bryant.
That's how.
Apparently, you're supposed to just stand there and watch someone murder someone.
Probably shoot some video of it while it's happening.
Well, no, the police showed up and stopped her, and she was mid-stab. See, I don't know what else you want to happen, but. Sorry, I'm getting frustrated as hell because we're getting very close to actually saying that we don't want police at all, and terrible things are going to happen. This was funny. The automatic hand sanitizers. They're racist.
Why?
Because people with darker skin complexion have more difficulty making it read their hand because the light's not deflecting off of their skin. And, you know how light works.
Yeah.
Dark things absorb light. Light things reflect it. So apparently it's racist that light absorbs into dark stuff. Because, apparently black folks have to turn their hands over to use the palms. And I first thing I said was, who uses the back of their hand in a hand sanitizer?
Nobody. Thing? That's not what needs to be washed. It's the palm of your hand that needs to be washed.
Well, yeah, I was like, are we really offended by physics? Like, physics is racist now? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, where do we draw the line? I'm waiting for someone to say, why don't we put it in a mechanical device where you like push it with your hand?
Might as well just go back to the roll of towel that just rolls around over and over again.
That's so disgusting. Oh, that's so nasty. Well, the hand lever thing exists. It's been around forever. They did the motion one just so you didn't have to touch the same thing everyone else touched. Speaking of like everything's racist, something came across my feed and I clicked on it. And I think it was California is doing this equitable math thing.
When you finish this part, I'll tell you some more fun stuff happening in Virginia. So
sure. I noticed a lot of cities doing this. A lot of cities. And they're, I'm not kidding you, they're arguing that finding the correct answer, being able to find the correct answer, and shoot, I had something else. I don't know. I'm gonna have to click on the link. Yeah, find page, it was on page 6 or whatever. Because I actually have the study they used.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that right now. But yeah, they're saying finding the correct answer and being able to find the correct answer are racist. And that just, it drove me nuts. Oh, and finding the correct answer alone and not needing help is racist. And that just blew my mind. It's like, I don't understand how this isn't offending people. Like, you literally just said that only. Because they didn't say it was anti-black or whatever. Because we all know racist means it's only good for white people. Uh-huh. We all know that's what's actually being said, right?
Yeah.
When you say this stuff, it makes it sound like they're saying only white people can find the right answer, objective truth.
Right.
That's if there is no objective truth, then what are we doing trying to put anyone on trial for anything if it's always my truth?
Mm-hmm. Well, in Virginia, former Governor McAuliffe is rerunning, you know, because in Virginia, you can't run two terms in a row. You've got to run one term, get out. Well, and then
you can run two terms in a row. You can't serve two terms in a row.
Right.
So you could run and lose, then run and lose again.
Yeah. Well, he's not, you can't get reelected.
Yes.
So he's running again after Governor Northam leaves office as the Democratic candidate. And his new campaign platform is he's going to get rid of all the advanced degree possibilities in high school to make it fair for everybody.
What do you mean?
He's going to get rid of all the AP classes.
Like everything I got college credit for in high school would go away?
Yes. To make it fair for everybody.
Are these programs available to every school in Virginia?
I don't know.
That's a fair question, I suppose.
Yeah. But to me, it's just another dumbing down of the education system.
Is this just public school or all schools?
Public schools.
Okay. So if someone wanted to spend money out of their own pocket, they could still go get, you know.
Yeah, well, the governor doesn't have any control over what happens at a private school. As long as the basic stuff is taught, then, you know, they have a lot more freedom in private school to do stuff.
You mean like go to class?
Yeah, as long as math is taught, English is taught, you know.
The governor right now shut everything down in Virginia anyway. He didn't have the authority to do that anyway. He went ahead and did it anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing, I was on one of the streaming services and I was getting a lot of ads for politicians, all Democrat politicians. And, you know, they're all excited. All the African community is so excited that he's going to try to put this thing in place. And I'm thinking, well, he's already been governor once. Why didn't he try to do it then? You know, what's different now than, you know, 4 years ago when he was the governor type of thing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a dozen arguments that could be made. The question is anyone running on the Republican ticket?
Oh, yes. But the problem is we're not doing a primary. The Republican Party of...
They're all going to run against each other on the same ticket?
No, they're going to do it. They're not doing a ticket at all. We're going to do a convention.
I heard something about this. What?
Delegates have to go and... So actual members of the Republican Party in Virginia have to go to certain locations to vote for their candidate. So that's not going to be a big representative selection from the actual people of the party. It's going to be the big wigs deciding who's going to, well, because Amanda Chase is running for one.
So?
They don't like her.
So?
They're trying to put the Rhino class back in power here in Virginia.
They're trying to control the vote.
Yes, exactly.
Well, why aren't the Democrats pointing this out to everyone then?
Because they think it works better for them this way.
Why aren't the Republicans in Virginia pissed off about this?
A lot of them are. And Amanda Chase has actually took it to court and lost because the court said that the Republican Party in Virginia can decide how they pick their candidates.
They can.
Yep.
Doesn't mean it's not a terrible decision.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it is a terrible decision. You know? So what's I'll probably, when primary day comes up, I'll probably be going and, you know, voting for a Democrat. And it won't be McAuliffe. So.
It may as well, yeah. Maybe that's why they're doing it, is to get you to register Democrat for a day to vote for the worst candidate. Vote for AOC or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, in Virginia, you don't have to register. You just got to vote for one party. So
that's right. That's right. I have no idea how to vote for the primary here in Mass. I don't think I did it. Because I'm pretty sure I'm registered independent here.
Yeah.
I do remember in Virginia, though, when I went to a primary, they asked me which ticket I wanted. And I lived in a very Democrat neighborhood.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's like getting this side eye from some people. It's like, I just think their candidates are better than yours. Democrats haven't put up a good candidate in a while. And come on, let's be real. Most of the people that voted for Joe Biden voted against Donald Trump, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They couldn't have picked anyone better than Biden, because literally the amount of votes that Biden got, anyone would have gotten.
Right.
This is the best they can do, or is it because they expect him to die and they can put in whoever they want as a VP pick and not have to rely on the vote?
Right.
It blows my mind. So many better choices, especially then they go and put the VP pick was the first one eliminated in the primaries.
Right. She didn't even get a single vote in the primary.
No, and she called Bob, the now president, a racist asshole. She didn't call him an asshole.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow. And then, yeah, when she's asked about it, she's like, it was a debate with her cackle.
Right.
We'll say at least it's not as bad as Hillary Clinton's cackle. That one actually hurt my ears.
Nope, it's not as bad, that's for sure.
I got the LeBron James tweet here, but yeah, I guess so. Seems a little out of order, but he put a picture of the cop that shot the Micaiah Bryant.
Uh-huh.
And it said, you're next. And now he's pissed off how there's no accountability. And then, you know, the information that came out, because ABC, I think it was ABC, edited out all sorts of stuff and cut the film so it looked like this girl never had a knife in her hand.
Right.
Then you see the entire video and she's mid-stab when the cop shoots. And it's like, well, what do you, when is the right time to use deadly force? Like, are you supposed to stand there and watch this girl kill another young lady?
Right.
And I don't know. Did you watch the video?
No.
Okay. The one you get on YouTube has a whole bunch of cuts in it because they won't let you show someone actually being shot. I get that. But yeah, actually, even in that one, I think you can see it. In the background, you can see a grown man kicking a teenage girl in the head while she's down on the ground at the same time of the stabbing and the thing. Uh-huh. And it's like, what are you supposed to stay? The cops are supposed to stand there and be like, oh, yep, kill each other, I guess.
Right.
And yeah, and LeBron James is tweeting about how he wants accountability. And when he was wrong, instead of like, oh, my mistakes, I'm so bad, I put this guy's face out there and said, you're next, and put a target on him.
Uh-huh.
Instead, he just deletes the tweet. It sounds like accountability. And by the way, he calls himself King James on Twitter. Yep. He was talking about oppression. King James, the 100 millionaire.
Right.
I'm growing food in my yard because I don't have a job. Actually, I'm growing food in my yard because it tastes better. You know? And, well, really, I don't like paying anyone to do anything I can do on my own. Same reason why I fix my own car.
Right.
But yeah. Everything that's been going on, all this happened. It seems like there's been a lot of police-involved shootings lately, though, doesn't it?
There's been a ton, yeah.
Is this more than usual, or is it just getting more attention? Because
I think it's getting more attention, and also they were talking on the No Agenda show. If you go back and look at the statistics of gun violence in the 80s, it was a lot higher than it is now.
Oh, the 80s. I can't believe the way I lived in the 80s as a child. People won't do it now, probably because of what happened in the 80s. But like, kids were getting snatched off the streets. People were being shot for the $20 in their pockets so someone could buy crack. Was it Snoop Dogg said that Ronald Reagan invented crack to kill all the black people or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It bothered me a little bit at the time. Now I just laugh my ass off because like, anyone who believes that's absolutely insane.
Right.
But yeah. Snoop must be insane. He's doing a TV show with that hardcore criminal Martha Stewart.
There you go. Cooking show.
I bet that was hilarious. I never watched a single episode.
I didn't either, but I guarantee it was hilarious.
Especially if they started putting like making pot brownies and stuff, yeah. You know? Anyway, moving on.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, they're looking to they made a vote or they made a move, the movement. There's so many weird.
Set up a whole new department outside of the police force called the Public Safety Division.
The police are going to be part of that.
It's going to handle the traffic stops for the cops. So when somebody gets caught speeding, it's going to be their division that, you know, writes them up the ticket.
Okay, so you're saying disarm traffic police.
Yes.
Is the idea. Okay, I understand that logic, but how many people are pulled over? How many people get arrested with violent warrants out for their arrest?
A lot.
Yeah, well, how many of them get arrested because they got pulled over? Like, I'm pretty sure that was the first thing the Navy told me when I signed up was, don't desert, because your name's going to go on a list and you're going to get pulled over someday and you're going to get arrested. Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's how most people get arrested these days. A warrant goes out, and if they don't go and turn themselves in, they get pulled over and they get arrested.
Right.
Now you're going to disarm the cop, and now how many guys out there are like, no, I'm not going to jail, you know?
Yep.
I don't know. If these what these guys are voting for, maybe it's not our place to stop them.
Well, don't. I wouldn't be staying in Minneapolis or even Minnesota for that matter, you know? If I lived there, I'd be looking to relocate as fast as possible.
Oh, I'd already been out of there. That's ridiculous, especially if you're a police officer. It's like, no, quit your job and get out. And
yeah,
that's well, we'll get to that. Actually, we'll circle back.
Okay.
But yeah, that just seems nuts. Because yeah, like you said, they're looking to do this whole weird cabinet thing and like law enforcement, a whole bunch of different stuff.
Uh huh.
But if you want to defund the police, you can't go and micromanage everything down to a level like that, because that's going to cost more money.
Yep.
I thought Minneapolis already voted to abolish their police anyway. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this last week.
They did, but I think it was overruled by the mayor.
Oh, so the government told the people that voted, we don't care what you have to say?
Yeah. And the mayor said, no, we're going to have police still. So
fascinating. yeah, there's a shooting in Austin. Remember that?
Yep.
There's been so much shooting, dude. Apparently, the guy that was doing the shooting has been identified as a sheriff's detective, and he's been accused of rape too. Bad dude.
Yeah.
Not sure why I shared this. Probably just because there's a shooting, and I didn't want to like skip it and pretend like it didn't happen and get accused of something weird, you know.
Well, I think Biden offhandedly said this week that all these shootings are a mental health issue, which I've said for a long time that the majority of these are mental health issues, not gun rights, gun control issues.
Yeah, maybe locking people in their houses for a year and telling them they're not allowed to go to work to earn money to feed their families.
Maybe that has something. They're talking about doing another lockdown.
Yeah. No, which is hilarious. They talk about another lockdown. Meanwhile, Massachusetts, one of the foremost lockdown states, is talking about removing mask restrictions. This is what's getting me. It's like, you told me to wear two masks. You told me the vaccine was no good. That's why I have to wear extra masks. Now you tell me I don't need to wear a mask, but I can't go to work. It's like, can we just some kind of consistency?
Right.
You know? And then you say, trust the scientists. Which one? Because you only let me listen to the scientists that you show me, you know?
Yep.
When I bring a counter argument, I get told I'm wrong. I brought up an argument, a study done by Duke University about masks. And people are like, you're wrong. I was like, I'm not making a claim here. I'm presenting their argument. Uh-huh. Like, well, they're wrong. It's like not only the guys with PhDs, but the guys that actually hand out PhDs. You tell me they don't get it?
Right.
But again, if you're not making the argument that someone wants to hear, they don't care anymore. Like, no. Really, there's no point in doing any of this shit. The only people who are ever going to listen to this crap are people that agree with us anyway. And this is getting frustrating, right, guys. You can't make an argument to anyone about anything ever. I say that, but actually people that lean right listen to actually get something like 25% of their news from left-leaning sources.
I bet that's a higher number than the Democrat side.
Democrat people that vote Democrat, less than 1% listen to anything right wing.
Right.
Refuse to listen to it. And then they say, I know what's going on. It's like,
only actually, hearing one side of the story.
Yeah, I brought this up to some family. And I was like, you're in an echo chamber. And they said, well, how am I possibly in an echo chamber? It's like, because you literally choose what you listen to. You're not listening to anything that's outside because you don't like it. It's like, and you're picking this and you're picking that and you're picking this. It's like, and you're hearing it over and over and over again. And you're just hearing everything you spit out is what's coming right back to you. It's like, then they hand you Ben Shapiro. And instead of going, wow, he pissed me off, but he was right, you call him a Nazi, which is even funnier because the guy's a practicing Jewish man.
Right.
Actually, check this out. Daily Wire, the Ben Shapiro-owned news publication, 2019, received more hate, according to the ACLU, than any other news organization based on anything, really. But
yeah,
especially for being a Jew, because as soon as I... It'd be amazing how quick a Democrat will call someone a terrible name that doesn't agree with it, say, like an Uncle Tom.
Uh-huh. Well, let's pause for a minute. My parents just called, so...
Yeah, sounds good to me. Not a problem, man. I'm hitting play again.
Me too.
Of course, I hit play, then let go of Giant Belch. Did we just finish a topic?
Yeah, we just finished Austin Police Department.
There we go. It's...
Maxine Waters. We'll circle back with you directly.
I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
We're circling back to Maxine Waters that we brought up a little bit earlier. The same thing we were talking about. Not only did the judge say it might be overturned on appeal because of this, but people are calling for her to be charged in investigated anyway with incitement to riot.
Which I don't think will go anywhere because the Democrats are in charge of the... of the House of Representatives, so.
How does that? She's a congresswoman, right?
Right, so she'd be investigated by Congress. If they wanted to censor her or something like that, they'd have to get a majority of the people in Congress to vote for it. And then if she actually did get censured, she would lose her chairmanship.
What does that mean?
She wouldn't be a chairman of her committee anymore. She's like the chairman of the Finance Committee in the House of Representatives.
So they just take away her special jobs and she'll, just, for example, if you were in the Navy and you got in trouble, you might lose your special job you were doing that wasn't your really your job. You'd go back to picking up the turds that spilled out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Just a heads up to anyone asking.
Severe punishment, but it's hardly ever used in the Congress. You know, she could be thrown out of Congress, but that never happens. So.
Has it ever happened? I have no idea.
I don't either.
Never even thought to look that up, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't she one of the big pushers for the impeachment of Trump because he incited a riot?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
There was a drive-by shooting of the National Guard that day.
Yeah.
After she said get in the streets and what be aggressive, I believe was a direct quote. But that brings up the question. It's just in general when they're saying that we're not going to accept anything that the police are doing.
Right, because she wanted him found guilty of a crime he wasn't even charged with.
Yeah, exactly. None of this stuff matters. So if we're going to get rid of the cops, how are you possibly at the same time going to tell me I can't own a gun?
Right.
One... I need to defend my home if there's no police to come help me, because that's been the argument forever about not owning a gun, right?
Yeah.
The police will show up. Even, you know, when seconds matter, the police are minutes away. But also, two, who's going to enforce your gun law if you abolish the police and say they're not allowed to do anything? But I don't understand why no one's brought this up.
Exactly. Too much common sense.
Yeah, because was it in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis? Is it Brooklyn Center in Minneapolis?
Yeah, that's where she said taser, 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 and shot the guy. That's Brooklyn Center, where she was a police person.
I didn't know it's called Brooklyn Center.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a group of black armed civilians now working to keep the peace over there, and they're, you know, being vigilantes. But is that what we're going to argue? Is that we need street justice, vigilantism? Because I'm pretty sure that did not work well for black Americans in the past.
No, I don't think it'll work well in the future for anybody either.
No, not for anyone. I'm just saying historically. You didn't get a whole lot of white guys being hanged in trees for crimes they did not commit because Betty got pregnant, right?
Right.
And we all know this used to happen. You know, Betty would get pregnant and she would say, you know, the N down the street raped me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, back in the 40s, 30s or whatever. I don't know how recent this used to happen. It just seems crazy to say that, you know, you want to get rid of police and take care of these things as a community like that. And it's like the whole point of the police was to stop this from happening.
Yeah.
I don't have to click on that link, but damn, I forgot to get my damn pillow again every time. There we go. This is the thing you put in here about the Micaiah. I'm sorry, I have no idea how to pronounce that. But the Joy Behar thing.
Yeah.
She wants to know why the cop just couldn't fire his gun into the air.
She's not the brightest ball out there, obviously.
Yeah. I think we brought this up last week too, didn't we? Talk about buckshot or no, actually that's a conversation I had with Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bullet's gonna come back down.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have no idea where it's gonna land.
Yeah.
Joe Biden said the same thing. Jesus, how long ago was that?
Decades ago.
Was it decades?
Was he a vice president when he said it?
I thought he was, but I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, that'd still be quite a while because
yeah.
I'd still be
at least four years and some odd months.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one organization the United States allows to fire warning shots.
No, I didn't know that.
The United States Navy.
Okay. Well, all across the bow.
Fire across the bow, and the SEALs and spec ops are allowed to fire rounds in foreign nations in front of like a truck that's following them too close to say back off.
Okay.
If they don't, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, exactly. A shot across the bow is the only thing. And that's international warfare where the United States finally says, okay, a warning shot is okay because firing your weapon is an act of aggression.
Yeah, sure is.
So, not only is it illegal everywhere in this country unless you're the Navy, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that have done? Let's be real. What would the knife would have fallen out of her hand, or would she have just finished her stab and then recoiled her stab? I heard someone say, like, why didn't he shoot her in the leg or shoot the knife out of her hand?
So shoot the knife out of her hand. Obviously, these people have never got a gun before.
Yeah, actually, my response was this, you know, real life is not a spaghetti Western. You know, it's not, was it the good, the bad, and the ugly when he shot the rope the guy was being hanged with?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you can't make that shot.
No.
Like very, and because they made the argument saying that he was military trained marksman. Not even sharpshooter, marksman. Marksman, I'm pretty sure, means you didn't miss the entire target, right?
Right.
Or something like that. Like it's basically means if you're shooting at center of mass, you're probably not going to miss the person you're shooting at.
Uh-huh.
Sharpshooter means you could probably hit this area. exactly. You fire enough guns in your life. It's not as easy as everyone thinks to make that thing go exactly where you want to.
No, it's not.
And that's why we need to make sure people are trained and to understand the situation. You know, like you don't shoot at one guy in a crowd of 20 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, unless you're an amazing shot, but even then you don't take that shot.
Right.
Just, I don't know. blows my mind that someone said shoot the knife out of her hand. Like that's not realistic. You know, and then people saying taser. It's like you only get one shot with a taser.
Yeah.
So if you miss, that's the end of that. And when you get tased, your whole body like convulses, like tightens up. She would just finish her stab, maybe with more force.
Right.
It just seems crazy to me that they made such a big, that this is the hill they want to fight on. You know what I mean?
Right.
By the way, I'm sure you heard that she's the one who called the police. Yeah, not true at all. Her aunt said that and her aunt wasn't even there.
Okay.
Yeah, well, who is it? I got her here somewhere. Yeah, Bree Newsom. I had no idea who she is, who she was. She's some political activist and I don't know. Apparently she's been a big deal in a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm going to click on this one and actually move this window so I can read her damn stupid ass tweet.
Okay.
Teenagers have been fighting, including fights involving knives, for eons. We do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene and using a weapon against one of the teenagers. Y'all need help. I mean that seriously. She goes on further with more stuff, but blew my mind that she's actually came out and said, do not stop a knife fight in the street between teenagers. By the way, only one of these teenagers had a knife.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just frustrating as hell. It's,
yeah.
The narrative comes out and then people just believe it. And then you show, even when you show them like, hey, that's not what happened.
They don't care.
Yeah, there's no, it's, well, then you hear the old, well, it happens often enough. If that's the case, then show me those cases. Why do you only show me drug addicts and people trying to kill someone? You know,
you're going to start banning knives.
Or cars. Actually, this is why the wife brought it up on that link thing that we were talking about earlier about the 1.25 million people die every year in cars. I brought that up. Was you saying that we can't leave our house because 500,000 people died from COVID. 1.25 million die every year in a car accident in the United States. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But no one's saying you're not allowed to drive your car around. And Valley Jarrett spoke up on this too. What was it? Oh, there you go. Black teenage girl named Makai Bryant was killed because a police officer immediately decided to shoot her multiple times in order to break up a knife fight. Demand accountability. Fight for justice. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. You know who Valerie Jarrett is, right?
Yeah. She was in the Obama administration. For a while, she lived with the Obamas after he was out of office.
Yes. So highest level of the government saying, let people murder each other.
Right.
If I didn't know, I would get killed for it. I would be tempted to go to some of these folks that are saying this kind of stuff and go to their house with a knife and expect them to not call the police for help. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here with a knife. I'm here to kill you. Don't call the police because the police are bad. And just watch them be like,
Yeah, what are they supposed to do?
I mean, I'm obviously not going to do that because I'm not a terrible person, but it's like, what are you going to do if someone decides to victimize you? You know what I mean? It's like, Are you going to be the one who calls the police? If you do, you better stop saying that we need to get rid of the police.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but here, if we get rid of the police here, dear God, I'm going to live like a king. I'll jump to that. I'll go back in order. This is funny. I put this Margaret Sanger thing in here and then found out the other thing after the fact, like 2 days later. And I feel bad for saying it, but a lot of people don't know this. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Black Lives Matter, of Planned Parenthood, the opposite, said they will exterminate themselves if we let them, when she opened up Planned Parenthood for abortion.
Right.
Referring to minority people and disabled people. Planned Parenthood's been running cover for her for a long time. Actually, I don't even want to go that far yet. It goes into these folks are saying, let our children murder each other in the street.
Right.
Maybe Sanger was right when she said, if we just step out of the way, they'll kill themselves.
Uh-huh.
And exterminate themselves. We won't even need the Ku Klux Klan because they're going to do it themselves between gunfights, knife fights, and whatever, and abortion.
Yeah.
Well, Planned Parenthood's been denying this forever. And, well, they've been running cover for her, trying to justify her words. Right. Their CEO just came out. Do I have her name here? I had her name. Some weird name. He was in charge of the organization. But said they're done making excuses for Sanger. And they're condemning her views and her policies and why she built this and all this other stuff. You know, to literally exterminate the black population from the United States. And, you know, they're even changing the names of awards because they don't want to be affiliated with it, with her. But they haven't done anything to change their mission statement, which is fascinating. They just want to keep being able to abort black babies.
Yeah.
With a clean conscience now. Like New York City is always talking about the difference in population between, you know, black folks and everyone else, right? That's a big thing. That's why they're always saying it's disproportionate. This has nothing to do with proportion, but perhaps why the population is so low. New York City has more black abortions every year than births. Maybe, and that's what I found out after that. Well, I know I knew that. She came out and against Sanger happened like 2 days ago. Yeah, and it's not like 50 or 10, it's by thousands of babies. And it's, I don't know, I feel terrible saying, but maybe Sanger was right. It's like, if you just leave these folks to their own devices, they will exterminate themselves. I mean, you don't even need concentration camps and gas chambers, apparently. They're going to abort themselves, and then they're going to knife fight themselves. And when someone shows up to stop people from murdering people, you try to get them arrested. I don't know how else to put this besides these are all stupid things. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you're not allowed to say this stuff either.
No. If you say it.
Well, we'll talk. They're making a big deal. They're rioting. They're burning down cities over how many black people have been killed by police, correct?
Yeah.
Not last year. I don't have last year's stats yet. 2019, 2% of black Americans that were killed, so not died, whatever, just that were killed by police. Now, that includes someone who pulled out a gun and shot at the police and was shot dead. All of the black folks that were killed all year was 2% of them was by police. By focusing on the police only, we're ignoring 98% of this problem.
Yeah.
And calling people racist for looking at for trying to say, hey, what about the other 98%? Maybe we need to worry about those. But according to these folks, Valerie Jarrett and Breen Newsom, apparently we're just supposed to let that other 98% happen. It's only not cool when it's done by police.
Right.
But here you go. This is something local. Was it New Bedford? Attleboro and New Bedford. They're towns in Massachusetts. I used to play high school sports against these places in their school. I'm on the South Shore. I'm in kind of the woods. It's not like deep, deep forest, but it's deeper forest than I ever saw in Virginia. And they're having trouble finding people to be police officers because they don't want to go to prison for doing what they were trained to do.
Right.
It's not worth the risk. You paid garbage. You're probably going to get shot. And if you do defend yourself, you're going to go to prison for it.
Right.
all I can think is, if we can't find police, I'm going to live like a king up here. No one here is armed.
Right.
No one here has any training.
Yeah.
You know, and they think it's just going to be utopia and everyone's going to be cool. I'm like, no, if it really comes down to you or me, I'm coming to your house and taking what I need. And realistically, at that point, I'm probably going to take more than I need. And you better not fight back.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Because, I mean, what are you going to pull out your big knife you used to cut your oven pizzas to stop me with my shotgun? You know? All right, what's this breaking news?
Well, Ray misread the article.
Okay.
He said that the Democrats were stopping the election audit. No, they're not going to put up a $1 million bond to stop it. So the audit will continue. And the judge that's overseeing the audit wants more information from everybody on Monday to make sure there's procedures and processes in place that are going to be followed uniformly.
In Arizona.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Why are they auditing the election?
Because the Republicans feels like it was an unfair election. They want to make sure that the people actually voted for the people they voted for. They just want to make sure, they want to be able to prove that the election was fair and honest in the end, or if it wasn't. So,
I got a feeling this isn't helping the Republican cause. Just my view. I don't know what the Republicans need to do, honestly. Because it seems like complaining instead of doing anything is working better in general.
Uh-huh.
But sooner or later, we're going to run out of money. I mean, that's what confused me. Is how do we owe this much money? Who do we borrow it from? Let me rephrase that. That's not true at all. We're not borrowing. We're just printing it.
Right.
Because it's like, who's going to lend us money? So that means someone's working for free, waiting for the money to come back that they're never going to get.
We're borrowing money from the Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve, though, that's oh, my God, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. And I still can't believe we have a private bank in charge of the currency in this country.
Right.
And I've actually been called a conspiracy theorist for telling people this. Like, you're out of your mind. You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, no, this is.
Look it up.
They're like, this isn't even like a weird hidden fact that I know. It's like, this is a thing. This has been an argument for like since the Federal Reserve was formed.
Right.
Which I'm not sure when that was. But it couldn't have been too long after 71, though, huh?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure either. I have to look it up.
Yeah, it might predate it. I don't know, but we had the gold or silver standard still anyway until the 70s. Lead us into this next one. I was going to put the same one on. I kept forgetting to put it in there. I'm pissed off for 100 reasons about it, but let's see what you got to say.
The House of Representatives voted a legislation to make DC the 51st state.
Okay.
And this is not one that the Senate's going to be able to use budget reconciliation on. So they're going to have to convince 10 Republican senators to vote for statehood in order for it to actually happen. And I don't see that happening because the Senate Republicans realize that, sure, we can talk about taxation without representation and all that mumbo jumbo, but DC was set up the way it was by the founding fathers for a reason.
Actually, it was an afterthought, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it wasn't far after. You know, it's the first national capital was in Philadelphia.
Well, that was the whole point, was it was supposed to be separate from the states to be independent of any influence of any local government, right?
Yeah, but the Democrats look at it as a way to gain two more senators in the Senate, which would pretty much solidify their control over the Senate in perpetuity. Because there's no Republican that's ever going to win a senator seat in D.C.
I hear that a lot. A lot. But there's always cycles. I mean, Reagan is one of the most famous Republican presidents, and he was a governor of California. Governor, right?
Yeah, governor.
Mm-hmm. It'll cycle through, and that's the issue, is that it'll sooner or later it'll come back and it'll kick the Democrats right in the nuts again. Like every ridiculous thing they do like this.
Well, it's long shot. You know, I don't see it really going anywhere. Biden supports it. But
are you going to move the Capitol out of D.C. then?
No, they're going to reduce the Capitol area. It's still going to be the Capitol region, you know, the Capitol building, the White House, all that stuff is going to still be owned by the federal government. And everything else is going to become a state.
Return all of that property back to the states that it came from.
No, they don't want to do that. They want to.
Well, of course not, because that's not free votes.
Yeah.
But no, here's the problem. Okay, D.C. is one of the poorest, most dangerous, most ghetto areas in the entire country, right?
Yep.
And we know as a fact they're going to vote Democrat, don't they? Yep. Don't we? Why would you keep voting for the people that make you the nastiest, dirtiest ghetto there is in the entire country? I stopped in D.C. for gas once, my first time through. Uh-huh. Didn't think it was going to be a big deal. Saw an inch and a half of bulletproof glass between me and the dude in front of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can make it to the next state.
Right.
It was terrifying realizing it. It wasn't. The tours you do in the Capitol are not the people that live in D.C. It is a dump. Yeah. And every gun is illegal in D.C. So you can't even defend yourself. Oh, that'd be hilarious. Could you imagine if they put a Republican governor in place who did all sorts of crazy stuff saying you're allowed to own guns?
Yeah, that'd piss some people off.
Especially these people that live in the dumps and the ghettos want to own a gun to defend themselves. May as well have a legal one instead of going to prison for buying one. But yeah, like for real though, if you want to give these people a vote, A, why did you put housing in D.C.? Right?
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't be there at all. B, why did you move to D.C.? C, give the property back to the states they came from. And now these people get to vote because that's their argument. They should get to vote, right?
Yeah.
And again, why aren't the Republicans bringing up this argument? They do nothing besides slow down the Democrats.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. I'm surprised you can keep defending these Republicans, dude. They haven't done crap. When was the last time they've done anything that you liked?
Well, name the last thing. I don't see a better alternative right now to vote for. So
to vote for, maybe I voted for a handful of Republicans in my time, but I still don't like the Republican Party. I don't call myself a Republican. I guess maybe that's the difference.
Yeah,
is you vote Republican enough that you call yourself Republican? I get pissed off that the Republicans won't do anything, so I refuse to call myself a Republican. I don't know. The Republicans have done some stuff historically I wasn't a big fan of. The big satanic panic in the actually that was Gore, wasn't it? With parental advisory and you know swearing and
Gore,
and the devil is no, that was the Republicans saying the devil was everywhere. Was it the Republicans pissed off about Harry Potter too? Was that just like the extremist mom groups, Christian mom groups? All right. But that all gets put on the Republican Party because it always says like Republicans say.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, how many the people that stormed the Capitol in Oklahoma, the news article from Fox News, I believe, referred to them as demonstrators.
Not rioters,
not an insurrection. They took over to the Capitol building. That isn't.
Sounds familiar.
We impeached a president over people and the Capitol building they overran. Most of the doors were left open.
Right.
By the way, the only person who was killed at the siege at the D.C. Capitol. Her assailant, her killer, will not even face charges.
No.
They will not. They will not do anything to find out what happened.
No investigation.
Oh man, that's amazing that we're gonna. I mean, police are killing veterans, and we look the other way. Not even an investigation. Right. There might have been an investigation, but
it wasn't a long one. It wasn't very thorough.
We saw what happened. She put her head through a piece of broken glass and looked around the corner and got shot through the neck. Not allowed to talk about that, though.
No. Not at all.
But yeah, again, is it supposed to be the police are bad? Because if that's the case, then this was a murder by the police. Or is it only a matter of black people are killed by the police? Is that the only thing we care about?
Shouldn't be.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I genuinely feel bad for this Micaiah Bryant family. Like, I really do. Like, they lost a family member. It's terrible. But what do you expect to happen?
Yeah.
Like, if that was your daughter that someone was trying to stab in the neck, would you hope that the police didn't get involved because it's not their problem?
Right.
I don't know. It's just... Seems like you're not allowed to talk about anything. I mentioned to my my father today. I said, hey, you hear that the world's greatest athlete is running for office? And he laughed and said, yes, it should be pretty funny. And I said, yeah, it's even crazy that you got a transgender running for governor in California on a Republican ticket.
Right.
And he goes, sure? You sure he's running as a Republican? And I said, you're not allowed to call Caitlyn Jenner he.
No.
Like, and yes, actually, I am sure, was a Trump supporter, you know, and has a Republican committee. But people just assume, which is even funny because the media tore Jenner apart for being a Trump supporter.
Right.
Tore her apart. Which, all right. Anything else happened in general you want to talk about? That was our list. We kind of tore through that, didn't we?
Yeah, we've been going for over like an hour and a half now.
I did kind of just run through it like I was going through a list too, didn't I? Yeah, I meant to change this flag. I'm still shocked that Ray recognized that. I keep trying to put myself in the middle so I look like Jesus.
Yeah. X marks the spot.
Yeah. But yeah, like for real though, if here in Massachusetts they like get rid of police in these small towns on the South Shore, oh my dude, I hate to say it, but when the rules change, I'll run my business differently, right?
Right.
No, I'll try to be as honest as I can, but I'm not going to get ripped off anymore. And I don't know. When I need to eat something and you have food and I don't,
yeah,
kind of thing. I don't know the entire population, but I know I think two other people that own guns and I met them through a gun group in the area. Yeah, in this little town. Yeah, I bet you my neighbors, well, at least one of my neighbors would call the police if I cleaned a shotgun in my front yard.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I'll do that sometime. See what happens. See if the police show up. Just wave at them.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess that's all I got, unless you got anything.
No, I can't think of anything right now. We covered a lot of topics today. So
we did. Yeah, I keep wanting to just do let's just talk about like guns and cops, but then we make an effort to do a what happened each week thing, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe we should just try to cover less stuff at a time.
Okay.
I say that, but we could have just gone longer talking about the same stuff. This is half as long as most of them.
Yeah.
I am glad when I do another 3 hour though. As I mentioned before, like if I'm looking at a podcast, unless I know specifically who they are,
right,
and I'm excited about them, I won't cook on anything 3 hours long.
Right.
2 hours I'll do, but 3 hours, like, oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Well, check us out. Oh, geez. I mentioned the email, but now that you can find us on any smart device.
Nope. You did not mention that.
By the way, you still interested in coming up here for like a long weekend or
possibly, you
know, or whatever? Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you got, you don't want to take a whole bunch of time off of work. That's why I mentioned long weekend. You can have more time.
Yeah.
Might be fun. Record one together, you know, on the back porch.
Yeah, maybe we get Derek to show up.
Maybe. He keeps saying he's interested, but
he's been on the show before.
Yeah. He feels a lot left out because he doesn't follow any of this stuff.
Doesn't have to.
That's what I told him. I was like, actually, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Like, we want the person who's like barely paying attention.
Yeah.
And then get, you know,
he's tell us what they think. You know, what we talk about. So.
Yeah. Tell us what they think. Here are, this is what we looked up. And then go, oh, now this is what I think, kind of thing. It's in general. Just like, I'd love to have a far lefty as long as they're willing to be civil.
Right.
You know, if they're going to call me a Nazi, if I disagree with them every time, I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
But if they're willing to say, no, I think you're wrong because I'd love to have one, but they're really tough to find.
Right.
Like they're really tough to find. We're trying to do it on another show with the Claire thing. Like I said, we got three guys. We're still looking for a fourth one. We can't find someone further left than me that's willing to admit that they might be wrong. Because that's like the one rule we have for doing this thing is that you have to be able to admit that you might be wrong on something. If you know, three people get together and say, no, you're wrong, and here's why. Anyone further left than me is like, no, I refuse to do that.
Right.
And I think that's exactly where the line is. It's like, I think I'm the line of this makes sense and left.
Yeah.
You know, typically speaking, the right has been, I shouldn't even say the right. It's not the Republicans doing it. Society.
Yeah.
Is doing it. Like I said, I think the only thing the Republicans have done for 20 years is just slow down the Democrats. Trump tried to make change, but nothing really changed. Like, for real, like, he didn't drain the swamp.
No, he's ran into a lot more resistance than I think he thought he was going to run into.
You mean the billionaires who run the country didn't want him disrupting the system?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, if only he had run on the Democrat ticket.
He wouldn't have got voted in on the Democrat ticket.
You don't think so?
No, he was a Democrat darling until, you know, he ran for office.
That's what I mean, is if he just ran a Democrat ticket and didn't do the, no, you're stupid. I think he might have been able to do it. And then he might have got shit done. I mean, now he's known for saying stuff like,
you are fake news.
You know?
Yeah.
But he might have got something done if he got the Democrats to vote for him, play that game, because then they would have, just like Fauci, they would have just accepted whatever he said, no matter what, without questioning it, even if he's directly contradicting what he said 6 months ago, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'm about to end this recording on this end. That's been our show. Check us out. We got more episodes. Probably don't give a crap about listening to old ones because they're old.
And it is a current affairs topic that we're talking about. So, you know,
if you made it this far, though, check us out. Check us out. Subscribe to us. Smash that like button. Buy our merch. We don't sell. And support this show.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, we don't
listening.
We don't even have a PayPal account attached to any of this either. So even if someone wanted to give us money, they couldn't.
Well, that's easy enough to set up.
That's true. If someone said, give it, I'm trying to give you money. Jeez Louise. Oh, man. All right. That's my recording. Now I'm going to bullshit.
Later.
No.